This is Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards. In many prisons throughout the country, academic programs for inmates are being eliminated or scaled back. But at Sing Sing Prison in New York, a unique program in ministerial studies is thriving. Founded 16 years ago by New York Theological Seminary, the program teaches a Christian theology that emphasizes the biblical commitment to work on issues of poverty and justice. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Sing Sing Prison climbs steeply uphill from the banks of the Hudson River, commanding an expansive view of the river and the massive cliffs of the Jersey Palisades on the opposite shore. The prison is a jumble of towers, walls, and barbed wire built into a hillside of stone. Even a visitor hesitates before entering the front door, knowing that inside, life is governed by guards carrying massive keys and gates that clang with a frightening authority. Even a visitor understands that inside these walls, freedom ends. Cell Block B in the maximum security part of the prison holds 640 men. 640 small cells, each with a bed, a toilet, and a sink. It is possible that color exists somewhere on Cell Block B, but it feels overwhelmingly gray. It's possible, too, that Cell Block B is quiet sometimes, but a constant din seems to be the norm. It's not possible to enter Cell Block B without wondering how 640 men live this way. And it's almost impossible to believe that some men actually find God in a place like this.
When I came in, I was in my religious faith tradition, a backslidden state. And that's not a good state because I felt like, as the scripture says, I was eating the vomit of a dog. And the arrest was a wake-up call that I wasn't walking the walk.
I think Islam has everything to do with my growth and development and my transformation that I've accomplished in the sense that Islam taught me for the first time what it is to take responsibility for my action.
The spirituality was very vital for me in order to grow. The spirituality provided me with a lot of insight and wisdom and understanding. It provided me with my own divinity.
Willis Steele, Patrick Angus, and Melvin Isaac are convicted criminals. Together, they have already served almost 50 years in prison. Willis Steele for bank robbery, Patrick Angus for murder in the second degree, and Melvin Isaac for robbery and murder. They are three of 17 inmates who are working toward a master's degree in professional studies in ministry. They take courses in the Bible, church history and comparative religion, theology, ethics, and pastoral counseling. They even practice preaching.
Dear Lord, I ask that you guide my tongue to speak your truth, to eloquently say something to empower those who feel powerless.
The master's degree program at Sing Sing was ushered into life by Dr. Bill Weber of the New York Theological Seminary. It's a competitive program. Inmates from throughout the New York prison system can apply. They must have a bachelor's degree, a good academic record, and a proven commitment to any religious faith. The degree can help men who get out of prison to find a job in the field of human services, jobs like counseling young people in trouble or working with the homeless. The seminary foots the bill for the program, and Weber says in the beginning it was a hard sell.
When the trustees of New York Seminary said, "Why are we spending $75,000 a year on 15 people with no return?" And we said, let's look at the New Testament. It was clear that Jesus said God's concern extends to all God's children, and that Jesus was trying to remind his people that the outcasts, the lepers, the dispossessed, they were people about whom God cared, and that's where ministry ought to be involved. So our trustees said, "Gee, you're right."
The class meets down the hall and around the corner from Cell Block B in a small room underneath the prison chapel.
I think we might, before we go, just go and let them introduce themselves.
Okay.
Want to start?
My name is Anthony Culpepper. I'm 39 years old. I've been incarcerated for 17 years.
My name is Patty Flynn. I'm from the Grand Projects, and I'm well into my 27th year of confinement.
This program, says Dr. Weber, does not transform the men. Those who are accepted, he says, have already transformed themselves during their stay in prison. Most, like James Baggett, came into prison full of despair and anger. Baggett, who has been in prison for 10 years, was convicted on charges of selling drugs and burglary.
I believed in a God, but I didn't see that God being an intricate part of my life, because all I understood through my reality was the suffering and pain that I was going through, that I grew up in as a child. So I often wondered, where was this God at in my life?
During a stay in solitary confinement, Bagot began listening to religious radio. When he got out of solitary, he started going to church. But he still wasn't satisfied, so he kept searching. Eventually, he found a community, a sense of purpose, and the self-discipline he needed to change in the Nation of Islam. He took college courses and earned a bachelor's degree. He began working with young people, trying to help bring an end to gang violence in the prison. Bagot, who also calls himself James Muhammad, hopes to use what he has learned in this program to help other prisoners transform their lives.
If you're Islamic, then I have to do it from an Islamic perspective. If you're Christian, then I have to challenge you and convict you to your religion from that perspective. So this program has enlightened me on Christianity. It has enlightened me in a way that now I can go out there and I can speak to my Christian brothers. And I can tell them about the Jesus that I learned about, the Jesus that was a very intricate part of the community, a Jesus that didn't stay in his little offices somewhere and was not involved with the struggle of the people. I can tell them about a Jesus whose life was a perfect example for people to follow.
The New York Theological Seminary teaches a Christianity that emphasizes the biblical injunction to work with the poor and the forgotten. It has a special commitment to urban ministries, and it expects the graduates of its Sing Sing program to find work helping others either inside or outside prison. To Willis Steele, this kind of Christianity was a revelation.
My faith was all about personal salvation. That's all I knew. That's what I was taught. That's what that's the message I got. My pastor was very much about community service. I didn't understand that. I thought it was like, oh, well, you know, people just want to be out there. I'm not going out there to do this or do that in the community. But what I've learned from the seminary is that's what the gospel of Jesus is all about.
Steele says he was still a church-going Christian even as his life was spiraling out of control. He once had a successful business career, but he got involved with drugs. And eventually, when his personal finances collapsed, he robbed a bank. Now, in the fifth year of a 6 to 10 year sentence, Steele says the seminary program has given him a new insight into his own faith.
You have to understand, being in prison and finding this, or finding it at all, is overwhelming for me, you see, because I believed that I was a Christian by the Bible, and I believed that I made mistakes and so forth. But now I understand that I never was doing what Jesus intended for people to do in the first place. You see, and this seminary experience has taught me, Brother Steele, you've got something to do. Let God use you.
In the 16 years since the New York Theological Seminary began the program, 225 men have received their master's degree in Sing Sing. About half are now out of prison. A handful have gone on to become ministers. Most have found jobs in human services. A preliminary study indicates the recidivism rate for graduates is low. Many of those who remain in prison are teaching, working in AIDS wards, as chaplain's assistants, or as counselors in pre-release programs. This year's class of 17 graduates will receive their master's degrees on June 10th. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.